Well, odds are you've been at your local supermarket a lot this time of the year as you prepare meals for the holidays. And as you may have noticed, grocery stores have come a long way from the days of the mom and pop and the corner grocer. Compared to 40 years ago, the markets where we buy our food now truly do live up to the name super. The amount of items to be found on the shelves range from the everyday to the exotic, and we're exposed to food items we've never had access to before. Michael Ruhlman is the author of Grocery, the Buying and Selling of Food in America, and he joins us now with more on how they've changed over the years and how that's impacted our everyday lives. So, Michael, why have grocers gotten so much better?
I think one of the main reasons they've improved is because the consumer has asked them to improve. The consumer wanted better food. The consumer wanted different varieties of food. When I was a kid in Cleveland, Ohio in the 1970s, you couldn't get shiitake mushrooms or cilantro or anything like that, but now we can. It's a business where the grocer responds very quickly to the consumer's desires because there's such a low profit margin, they have to do that.
And in certain places, like here in Phoenix, we're actually, there's a lot of groceries and supermarket companies that are based here. Does it matter in a market, per market, as far as competition is concerned? If you have more competition in one market, are the supermarkets better? Have you found that in your research?
I certainly found that some supermarkets are fabulous and some supermarkets are not. Some are dirty, some are badly organized, some are, you know, their produce isn't well stocked. They've got dust bunnies under the freezer compartments. The staff doesn't go out of its way to help you, that kind of thing. That makes a big difference when you're shopping. You know, I think a lot of the shopping now is because so many people consider it a chore, anything that makes you feel better when you're grocery shopping is going to enhance the experience. And a good grocer, certainly one in a competitive market, is going to be responding to that. If they can't differentiate by price, they've got to differentiate by customer service.
So what's the greatest impact that the new supermarket has had on our way of living?
Well, it's in many ways, it's sort of made it harder. We've created so many products that going to the grocery store can be confusing. So it's both confusing. We become more and more confused by our food. We don't know what's right and what's wrong, what's processed and what's not processed. There's some processed food that's good, like beef jerky is good for you. But you know, cornflakes are less so. So it's given us a more variety, but it's also given us more confusion. So it's sort of a mixed blessing. But that said, I really want people to appreciate what grocery stores are and what they give us. They give us bountiful food for relatively little cost, and we're very lucky to have them.
Do grocery stores at all reflect our society as a whole? That maybe there's something to be said the way we've changed in the last few decades, and our society has changed with it.
Well, sure. You know, it shows you know, the gluten-free craze, which, you know, I think will eventually blow over, but that shows that we're, you know, we're less healthy. We don't feel as good. Grocery stores show us what we want because that's what we're demanding. We're demanding, it's showing a busier life because we're demanding faster food solutions. It shows us, you know, how much money we have and, you know, what we value. And right now, more and more, we're valuing whole foods that are better for us because we as a country have become sick by eating all this processed food.
How are supermarkets going to change in the future? And, you know, thinking about Amazon's recent purchase of Whole Foods and now the fact that you don't even really have to go to the supermarket for things, you could do your shopping online.
It's a big, big deal, and the grocery store is going to change. And I believe that all the commodity stuff, all the stuff in the quote-unquote grocery department, which is the center of the store, all the stuff that won't go bad, all the commodity stuff, all the stuff that is the same no matter where you buy it, that's all going to be delivered to us. And the grocery store is going to go back to what it once was, a purveyor of specialty goods, a purveyor of very, very good meats and produce and wine and cheeses. And I think that bodes well for people who care about food.
I think it also says that maybe there's a brick and mortar business that has to be there. I mean, there's only going to be a few places where you're going to be able to get fresh food to buy for dinner that night. That need, it seems like, would never go away.
That will never go away. And unless we can just have it delivered by Amazon in an hour, we're always going to need a grocery store nearby.
Michael Ruhlman is the author of Grocery, the Buying and Selling of Food in America. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.